Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Aww. Thank you for being a friend.
So the celebrity we're talking about is Betty White. May she sleep with the angels forever and ever. And Betty White, who lived to almost be 100.
Yep.
She missed it by, I think, like a month or something like that. She was the recent subject of a conversation that Megan Fahey from White Lotus was having.
Season 2 of White Lotus.
Season 2. And she was being interviewed, and Betty came up in conversation, and then she just kind of threw it out there as an aside as what Betty White attributed her old age to, her longevity. Now, besides the fact that she had a reputation for loving vodka and hot dogs.
Okay. Together or just in general?
Unclear.
Okay.
I'm sure at some point in her life she enjoyed them together.
Of course.
And I can't sit here and tell you that I'm not going to try them together this weekend.
Why not?
She also had chocolate cake for breakfast almost every day.
Okay.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is the problem.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired, even posthumously, of hearing old celebrities or old people in general attribute their longevity to things that are not good for you.
Okay.
Am I the only one who's kind of sick and tired? Like, you always see that old French woman on the news, and they're like, how did you do
it? How did you stay alive so long?
And she's like, red wine and cigarettes.
Although, for some reason, when it's the French, I believe it.
You eat a whole stick of salami every day.
I have a tub of butter.
A tub of butter. Lard. Straight lard.
Okay, so, obviously, eating chocolate cake for breakfast every morning didn't keep Betty White.
Listen to what you just said.
Didn't keep Betty White alive till she was 99 years old.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Like, obviously, genetics and probably
luck.
Just a will to live.
Well, I mean, yes, there's the will to live. That's probably a small part, but like genetics, huge part. And then also luck.
I guess so.
Luck comes into it too.
You don't think that by the time you are 87 and people have been asking you for years now, how is it that you are checks, notes, still alive.
Right.
Which is an insulting thing to say to somebody.
It is.
Okay. I'm certain that at some point you just start lying to people.
Goofing on us.
Right.
Talk about pulling the ladder up behind you.
Yeah. How did I do it? I don't know. Chocolate cake every day.
Right. I'm 99 years old and I just couldn't recommend heroin more. That's true. That's a great point. I mean, because Kevin, I know you're excited about now you get to eat chocolate cake for breakfast mm-hmm. every day. And then when somebody says, Kevin, don't do that, stop. You go, I'm going to live forever, bitch.
Right.
Said Betty White, yeah.
But that's the kind of thing, though, that leads to like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and all the things that they tell you will kill you.
If you already have it, it's fine.
You don't already have it.
I have diabetes.
You have self-diagnosed diabetes.
Not self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed and untreated diabetes.
Heritage it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I get
You mean hereditary.
Right.
I get into this with my mom sometimes that, like, my wife and I have this philosophy. Because my mom thinks, like, well, you can do all these things to extend your life. You know, do this, do this, do this. And it's like, what you're talking about doing is not necessarily bad. I'm not saying don't do those things you're talking about, like exercise and yoga and eating an organic, clean diet.
Everything your mom recommends is stuff
that's very good for you.
Do.
It's very good for you.
Yeah.
But my wife and I believe there aren't things you can do to make your health better. You can just do things to not make it worse. And I feel
that's not true at all.
I feel like it is.
No, it isn't. Because if you're type 2 diabetic, you can, in some cases, reverse that and make your health better.
I mean, I guess I didn't know you could reverse type 2 diabetes. I didn't know that. But in other cases, like, perfect example, my poor father-in-law exercised every single day of his adult life, ate a pretty good diet his entire life, was obsessed with his weight, and was a very healthy guy. Still got Parkinson's. But you never know what's out there, Betty White. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, then maybe that means you should eat cake for breakfast.
What if the secret to Betty White's longevity was doing Hallmark movies? You know, how did you make it to 99? Oh, you need to be the star of the Golden Girls. Only four of us could do it.
You know? I still think that she did it as a goof.
It does seem like that's Betty White energy.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
How hot dogs?
Right. Vodka?
Yeah. And then just like nudging somebody like, these idiots believe it.